This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stott with a chance to add on here against Major. And the pitch. Stott swings and hits one deep. Up the alley, right center, long run, Hernandez, and it is gone! It clears, and it's a three-run home run for Bryson Stott. The Phillies with a 4-0 lead on Stott's home run of the season.
Boy, they needed that one, and he needed that one. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Last night, Bryson Stott, three-run home run, really was all the offense they needed. And Hugh, I don't know if I've ever, or not ever, but like it's been a while since I've seen a player need a home run and a big hit like he did. So it's funny it happened. I think he struck out his first at bat, and I took a screenshot. I sent it to Kyle. So I looked at the OPS leaders in baseball, and I just scrolled all the way to the bottom. We were bordering on one of the 10 worst hitters in baseball this year in Stott. Like that's where his numbers were. And they're still not obviously great because he's not having a good year. He's one home run last night. But he just needed that. It's been so long. I think it was like the first week of May he had a home run against the Rays. And
then he got real quiet.
Real quiet.
And not only that, it was one of those situations where he was flying under the radar because we were, you know, up in arms about everybody else.
Yep.
It was like a lot of other stuff that was going on. So he kind of flew under the radar a little bit. But yeah, last night that was a real big clutch hit that he had.
And
big home run.
And he's just like, when we talk about this team and how they could go from where they are to being good enough to win the World Series, like, you know, fix all the holes.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be a hole, right? Like,
no, he has to be one of the – he was a part of the team that helped keep them afloat early on.
Yeah.
Like, well, a couple years ago when I first got here and the daycare started. So,
yep.
Yeah.
And even in April this year, he was the leadoff hitter and they moved him to leadoff. I think at the end of April, his OPS was over 800. I mean, I don't need him to be a superstar, but...
You need him to contribute.
Yeah, like when we get to the deadline and we're figuring out, like, all right, what do they really need, right? We're probably going to get another outfielder and at least one reliever, if not two relievers, right? That feels like what Dave Dombrowski has to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be to the point where we're like, we also need a second baseman. That
feels like
a lot.
Yeah, you start filling holes that you didn't think that you would have to fill at this point of the season.
So it was great to see. I've always thought Stott could be good, and it's just been like, man, maybe I was just dead wrong. Like maybe he stinks. And I want him to be good. They need him to be. So hopefully that's the beginning last night. And, of course, we know the Castellanos. Pair of hits. The catch in the outfield. Can we hear from Topper after the game about the two guys that won it for him?
We talked about Bryson. Obviously, before the game, but how good was it to see?
Oh, it was great. You had great at bats. Three-run homer was huge. Bohm swinging the bat, great. Casty, it's an amazing game, isn't it? And I'm so happy for him. He hit the ball great, swung the bat great tonight, had great at bats, and makes that tremendous catch, and he backs up the Ranger error down the right in the right field corner. saved an extra base, really played well.
So Topper giving some credit there to his guy Castellanos after. And that was interesting. He even credited him for backing up the ball that Ranger threw down the line. So there's Topper on Stott and Castellanos, his two guys last night. Where do you come down? I haven't looked at the poll here. The poll question, of course, today is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. We have a few polls up now about Ace Bailey, about the Ranger Suarez, but I haven't looked at the Topper one. What's your reaction to Thompson's handling of Castellanos last night? We have three choices: surprised, disappointed, expected it. 58% expected it, 26% surprised, 16% disappointed, crushed, hurt like Kyle came in today. And I understand that because he let you down. That's it.
Yeah. I almost want to put a poll up like, do you feel like a clown like I do? For backing up Rob Thompson,
sure. Yeah. I don't feel like a clown.
Well, you kind of should.
Because you're always in green denial.
Because I have vision.
What vision?
And I've had vision.
What is the vision you have
today? I like
today?
To see. I'm just saying, you got to see it from
you can't
all
just
angles.
Use that for everything.
Why not?
I have vision.
Why not? I do. I have vision. It works. See?
It works.
But it doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense. It's because you kind of look. See, I know we're all operating on the things that we know. Like the things that we see and we know.
Sure.
But I just find it fascinating that we've had a lot of callers calling today, and they've given perspective like they're in the locker room and they actually know what's going on. That's not fair.
Well, but hold
we
on.
Don't know.
Well, we're just giving our guesses, our opinions.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a lot of people called in and they gave it like they got it right from the horse's mouth.
Well, because
mouth.
You kind of read between the lines.
Well,
what I do.
I don't think that in this situation that – that's fair. That's why I say I have vision, because
have
it's
vision.
Like
no, you don't. Hold on a second. Stop this, because you and I yesterday came in here, stuck up for Rob Thompson,
yes,
and this whole thing with Castellanos,
and he made you look.
We
like
were
a fool.
Made to look like a horse's ass yesterday.
No, but see, we don't know all of the stuff that was
I'm
going on.
I'm keeping you in with me. We look like idiots.
No,
right
see, I just don't want to look like an idiot by himself.
Well, he's upset that you're not admitting to it.
Kyle, this is how we have to look at it. And I am walking with you, brother.
You're not.
Brother.
No.
I'm walking with you, brother.
You're not.
We don't take.
You're leaving Kyle to drive.
We don't take L's, Kyle. We learn.
No, we took a.
We took an L yesterday.
This is ridiculous.
We learn from these decisions that we make.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm an idiot.
Wait a second. We gave you a W earlier for the Ranger stuff. We gave you a win. You don't get many wins around here. We gave you a win.
I get a ton of wins.
No, not many. This is a clear loss for you.
Not a loss.
You backed a spineless manager. You did.
I don't think that top was
we got punked. Punked.
You know when Castellanos ripped his jersey up last time when he caught the ball?
Yeah.
That was right
that
to me
and you. You.
That was, that's what it was.
That was Hugh Douglas back in Topper. All you clowns. All right. 215-592-9494.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
These clowns.
That's a good thing. Well, there's a lot of clowns going on.
There's a lot of clowns going on.
Yes, there are. Let's go back to the phones. But first, Hugh, can you give everyone a third clue?
You say it like my clues are horrible.
No, actually, the first one was bad. The second one was better. We got some good guesses off
then.
The second one.
All right, yeah, okay. I'm going to give you a good clue. This is going to be a clue. Let me get ready to get a clue.
On that paper, what it's on.
As a paper, as I pick up my paper.
Yeah.
You are very familiar with this person if you listen to the station.
All right, so we have a very unique individual.
Yeah.
Right? With a distinct voice.
Distinct voice.
And you are familiar with them
if you listen to the station.
Which anyone that just heard that is obviously a listener to the station.
Yeah.
You can't have heard this.
So I expect the next person to call in to get it.
I don't know if that's going to be exactly
I expect that from
I love
them.
When he puts it on the next
I put it on. Yeah, you know listen, what? I deflect well.
Sometimes I try to find the right caller for the moment, and when I see I don't get Hugh, that gets you on the board right now. Jay in Philly, what's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, so you know what, man? Let's just get the huge clue out the way. I'm going to go Merrill Reese.
It's a great
Merrill
guess.
Reese, that's a great guess.
It's not it, but Jay, I thought Merrill applied today to almost every clue. Go ahead, Jay. What do you got on Hugh?
All right, so you compare the Castellanos situation you brought up yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you were a dog. You were a dog, man. You like you said, man, undersized. First of all, football players and these baseball players, they're completely different dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But you also had to have that dog in you. You talking about a dude who said to the press and everybody, I don't play that hard during the regular season. Did we forget this man said that?
I forgot that.
You chose to forget.
No, I didn't. No, thank you for bringing that up, Jay. I forgot that. I didn't,
the man already. So that let me know right there, man. Topper, you do not police this locker room. For a dude to say that freely is crazy. Like one thing we know about sports is they don't tell the truth. Everybody knows the right answers. And then 10 years later, in an interview, somebody tells the truth about the real situation that we all knew what the real was, and they're not telling us. Mm. So we're going to find out a lot about this club, but that man in charge is not really – he's not policing the locker room. And the fact that when we say who's the leader, people say, I think it's Schwarber. Mm. That lets you know there's no leadership. Like it's never a hard – this person or that person is, I guess it's Schwarber. Like, that's crazy. But we look at baseball so differently from every other sport. So I'm going to just leave it at that. And please, we cannot draft Ace Bailey. The Sixers can't. We are not set up strong enough, man. He cannot learn from Joel Embiid and Paul George after the way he's talking. It's not going to work.
Jay, thank you. I mean, it's the most obvious it's not going to work I've ever seen. And it's just so obvious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I built for Philly, and then the guys that we have in front of him to teach him are not even built for Philly. So it's just not going to work at all. It's crazy if we still draft him, you know. But we got Daryl Morron running the show, so I wouldn't be surprised if he did draft.
Oh, geez, I'll lose it, Jay, man. I'm glad we're on the same page with him. Jay, we appreciate it. I could just see, let's say they do take Ace Bailey, right? Even though he's not coming for the interview, they do take him. I could just see again next year, they lose by 30, and after the game, he's like, yeah, I scored 25, and I will come in here and I will melt down. This guy is just, there's been a bunch of NBA players over the years and other sports, but NBA you kind of tend to have it more because you can control, or you could shoot, you could score, but you lose, right? Other sports, there's always, yeah, it's a little different. I've seen these players, like there's players in the NBA who if they show up and score 20, whatever. I mean, like that's I can't control the rest,
no,
and
I hear we what lose. You're
saying. He just strikes me. I mean, he did this in college. I mean, like, you would think it'd be impossible for a team that has the guy that's going to be the second pick in the draft, because the Spurs are going to take Harper, and this kid. How did they lose games? Or at least how did they not win enough to make?
You're still stuck on the tournament.
He's a losing player. It all adds up. And it almost feels impossible. If you have two of the best three or four players in the country that you don't even – again, I don't need them to win the national title, but you don't make the tournament?
Yeah, you don't make the tournament.
Something's off.
I hear you, Joe. And that would be a bad look if you did lose and you say I scored like 20 points.
Yeah. For who? For what? I mean, like I feel it there. All right, let's go to we got Drew in Westchester who wants to talk Topper and Jalen Hurts. What's up, Drew?
Yeah, guys, I won't take up much of your time, but with Topper, look, I'm not a huge Topper fan just because I don't know where he stands on so many things, and this is just another chapter for me of it ends up being non-committal. Like, he says one thing, but then he does another thing, and then, like, you're not sure You're not sure where he stands. So overall, I mean, his presence, let alone his, I'm not happy with the way he manages the pitching, bullpen stuff anyway in games. But, you know, so this is just to me another example of why Topper, you know, his flaws, you know, and just, you know, so that's the bottom line with that for me.
Well, I mean, it's not a great look for Topper, no matter what happened, no matter how it played out this week. I agree with you. Not a very good look for Topper. Right, what do you want to talk about? What hurts?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, Joe. So are you saying that if you have a bad game, you can't have a great season? Because it seems like that's what you're kind of saying. Like, he had a couple bad games early last year, and then I think he threw like one interception the entire last 10 games he started through one pick. So, I mean,
the way you're hearing it is not how I want to say it, or at least maybe I'm coming off the wrong way. So I don't think that you can have a bad game and have a great season. There's obviously, you know, 17 regular season games and they played four playoff games. So that wouldn't be fair. Drew, the way I believe it and why I didn't have Hurts at one or two or three on my list, though he did make my top 11, is I just don't think he was consistently excellent last season. And that's the best way I could frame it. Drew, I look at the other quarterbacks in the NFL that were consistently excellent, right? Like the Allens who won the MVP, the Mahomes, the Burrow, Lamar. And they're just more consistently excellent than him in terms of passer rating. That's not a number stat, right? That's not, you don't have to throw it 40 times to have a passer rating. His passer rating, his sacks taken. He takes a lot of sacks that I don't think he should behind this offensive line. I just felt like it was more every other week. If you averaged it out, that he was excellent, and then every other week he just wasn't. And I don't know how I'd rank him over guys like Saquon Barkley, who's excellent every game, basically, or Zach Wheeler, who's, you know, excellent every game. I don't know how I put him over those guys who show more consistent excellence. That's where it was for me.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I guess we just differ there because when I look at his body of work last year and how he took care of the ball for 3 months solid all the way through the Super Bowl. And even in that Rams game, yeah, he was 15 for 20 for 150 yards or whatever and no touchdowns, but no interceptions either, right? I mean, and Matt Stafford, I mean, like, it was a tough weather day. And, I mean, so I mean, overall, his body of work and what he accomplished, not only MVP the Super Bowl, but 2 years ago, he would have been the number one reason we won that other Super Bowl if we had won, you know? So
I agree with that. I thought he was better that season. I mean, to use the consistent excellence, like 2022, I thought he was the driving force. He was consistently excellent. I don't think we did a top 11 then. Maybe we did a top 10 on our show. I had him way higher. I just thought that was his best. And at times last year, Drew, he was like that, but not always.
So look, I just think with what he was asked to do last year, he did a great job. And Joe Burrow, 43 touchdowns. He threw the ball 650 times, Joe. I mean, Jalen Hurts threw it half of that much. So I mean, Jalen had his highest percentage completion rate last year. I think he had his highest rate, you know, close to his highest rating last year. So I just think he did have a great season last year. And I do appreciate you putting him in your list. I mean, there's no way he can't be on that list.
Well, Kyle didn't have him. But I agree with you, Drew. I agree with you. All right, Drew, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Who's Clues?
Ike Reese. Distinct voice.
Well, it's a good guess. We're getting closer now, Drew. That's not
it.
Yeah. Now, I think Drew and I had a productive conversation.
That was pretty productive.
That was the best challenge conversation. Civil. When we had, and I didn't want to continue and go back and forth. We have to acknowledge part of the reason why he didn't have as many interceptions as other quarterbacks is he was asked to throw less, right? If you look at his interception percentage, if he threw the ball as much as the other quarterbacks, he probably would have had, I don't know, 10, 11 picks based on the percentage of times he threw an interception compared to the other guys. Like, he only had, what, 5 or 6?
All those percentage things.
He only attempted a certain amount of passes.
Right. All the percentage things are skewed by lower volume.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that's just how statistics work.
And that doesn't mean he didn't take care of the football, but when you're asked to throw the ball 20 times or 18, you're just less likely to throw 2 or 3 picks in a game. There's just less passes.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Allen threw a whole lot of passes last year, and what did it get him?
But he didn't throw that many passes. He didn't have that many picks.
He threw a lot. He threw the ball a lot, but he didn't go to the Super Bowl.
Got him the MVP.
Didn't go to the Super Bowl.
His team didn't.
No, his team didn't go, but Jalen's team did.
Right.
Jalen's lack of throwing, if whatever you want to call it, Jalen got his team to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying. He was the catalyst.
It's not all you're saying.
Well, yeah, I'm saying Jalen got his team to the Super Bowl.
But he wasn't the catalyst.
I mean, he was.
Saquon Barkley was the catalyst.
I mean, Jalen. Saquon Barkley played his part, but Jalen was that dude.
This is defensive erasure.
I really think
it's not defensive
this,
erasure.
This is why I said amnesia the other day. That's not true.
I'm just saying. I mean, who was the quarterback? Who was the winning quarterback?
Jalen Hurts. The driving force of the team was Saquon Barkley. I mean, this has become a week-long practical joke.
it's not
a practical joke.
It's actually say things to get Joe to lose his mind?
You decided to go down this route. I left it alone.
What route? Drew called it?
Damn it, Drew. Stop it.
No, Drew did a good job. I like Drew. We had a civil conversation.
Always, we was doing all right until you called in with your nonsense. Jalen Hurts talk.
He was the most civil and made the most sense of anyone I've talked to this week. Catalyst.
The catalyst. I mean, you can't. Yeah.
The catalyst is out of control.
It is.
It's just, never mind.
I actually blame myself. I blame myself.
What?
I take the bait.
You really do.
I take the bait.
I sit here. And I can't not say anything because, you know, dead air is not good for radio because, you know.
Well, you could say something different.
Say what different?
You can just pop a mint in your mouth and just.
I haven't had a mint in a while. Just wanted to put
And you
there.
Picked today during
the
show.
It was an hour ago.
It was tasty.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, my timing can, you know. I could do better, but I ain't even supposed to be here today. It's Juneteenth. What you talking about?
Again, this was completely your decision to work today. No one told you to.
I'm not even supposed to be here.
I know.
So
it
ain't even supposed to be here. Probably the only black dude working today.
You might be one of them. Yeah. I mean, I didn't see anyone else today. I mean, is Light coming in?
He's
not working. So you.
No, but I felt like. I couldn't leave y'all to your own devices today, so I had to.
Oh, did you come in here for the people?
I came in here for the people,
man. Jalen Hurts was the catalyst.
I am a man of the people.
Right. I get it.
On Juneteenth, I'm the only brother working on Juneteenth.
So you could say whatever you want. Two mints on the air.
Hey, well, I did. I thought I was going to get some grace today. Not with Kyle.
Well, the mint an hour ago. Kyle, you might have to isolate the audio.
Hugh thinks that he should have got off scot-free about the mint today.
Unbelievable.
I can eat a mint. It's Juneteenth.
I need you to isolate the audio by the end of the show. We need to hear how loud that mint was.
It's going to come up. Oh. You people are all over it.
Are you chewing a mint?
Hey, sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, well, that's true. I think most of us should actually operate that way. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Are you Kyle?
Hey, Joe. What's up?
Okay, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good.
It's just like Lou Gehrig. You don't want to miss out a day and have somebody take your spot.
Yeah, you can't have
Wally Pip. We don't want Wally Pip. Get Wally Pip.
I get that wrong.
Yeah, but you.
But that's fine.
Garrick took Wally Pip's job. You had it though. Yeah.
Right. You know, in reference to the Phils, Suarez, you gotta the way that because of Nola's injury and Lusardo, you got to keep. Ranger as a starter because you have Sanchez, you got Wheeler, you got Ranger, and you got McCable, and you're going to find out a little bit more about him on this weekend. Who he's going to pitch probably Saturday, right? So you know, if you can sign Ranger, sure, now fine. But if not, then he walks. But everybody laughed at you about a few weeks ago when you made the. Thing about putting who would you take a starter and put as in the bullpen, and what did you say?
When it was about not long as it wasn't Ranger,
you said Lizardo, and that's when we got it. We laughed at you
exactly. Yeah. And you know, see, I wanted if Nola wouldn't have been hurt, and he was back pitching, you know, close to what he has done, then I would have tried closer to the deadline. I would have tried to trade Lizardo because the Dodgers. They're just bringing guys back. They just started a rookie last night for only three innings.
Well, they're so desperate. They ran Ohtani back in just for an inning the other night. I mean, they need innings. Yeah,
he got racked up. They had this kid that came off of surgery last year. He only went three innings, gave up a run last night. So they're in trouble. But now that Lizardo is having trouble the last three of the four outings, he is your guy for the bullpen, for your closer. Because... Mm. Now they're questioning, you know, his pitch count. It's just how many pitches he pitched last year and now this year. This way he only comes in the ninth inning, airs out the fastball. You know, he has to go with a couple pitches, airs it out. Now you got your – hopefully you have your closer, and then you got Kirkring. They still have to deal for some relief help.
But it would help, yeah. And, Joe, I do think we're barreling towards, you know, when we get to October, one of those lefties, and, Joe, we appreciate it, is going to be in the bullpen. The Ranger is now less likely than he was before, though he still could be in the bullpen in October, but he looks like their second-best starter right now, so you got to do that. I think Sanchez has a real chance to be that guy because he's done a relief thing before. The Lizardo thing isn't as crazy as it was then, but I don't know if this is a W for you. You already got one today. Jesus Lizardo is not going to the bullpen anytime soon.
I mean, October, maybe. First of all,
maybe.
I am humbled by a real baseball guy calling in.
Joe loved it.
Giving me my props. But
I'm not surprised. He has a Taiwan Walker jersey. You guys are like kindred spirits.
I'm just saying, but.
Kindred spirits.
When I talk about vision and the third eye, when I talk about the third eye, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I got ridiculed a few weeks ago for saying that. People thought I was crazy.
Oh, and you were.
A few weeks ago. Yeah, but that's where the vision kicks in.
Oh, my God.
See, listen, you people, this is what I'm talking about. When y'all talking crazy to me and all this other stuff, this is the vision.
Is you people appropriate
that
to
I'm
say?
Talking about? No, just saying on
of all the days. This ain't you people.
It hit a little different. Than
at least it's you saying it. That's better than me. All right, 215-592.
We are so in trouble.
I know.
We don't get in trouble.
Tomorrow might be mandatory day off for us. All right. Your phone calls here. More on the defensive erasure by Eagles fans. Something happened with the top 11 list that is out of control. And we need to give this prize away. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.